Most of the five leaders of the officially recognized Buffalo Public Schools parent groups say they're not surprised by the Wednesday night school board vote that made it official. The district will start the school year fully remotely. But president of the district parent coordinating council, Wendy Mistretta, says she feels let down by the process that led to it.
As recently as, you know, last week, we were still being told that there was going to be a deliberate outreach to all families where they were going to be given a selection of choices and asked to commit.
Superintendent Cash also told WBFO last week that the district wanted to hear from parents about whether they would prefer remote learning or a hybrid model of in-person and remote instruction. Mistretta says it quickly became clear that the district was planning to move forward with a remote start no matter what.
We kept asking, okay, so when is the district going to just announce fully remote? Because it was clear by the end of last week, early this week, that even though we were hearing one thing in committees, that the district was actually moving towards something else. But we were still being told, even in the public meetings on Monday and Tuesday, that they hadn't decided yet. And we just knew that it just felt very disingenuous, this whole process of claiming that we were a part of the decision when we really weren't.
I think that's a short-sighted view of what is happening.
Rachel Fix Dominguez is co-chair of another parent group, the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization, which has been more supportive of the district's reopening planning process. The BPTO also called for a delayed or remote start to the school year in order to further develop plans for COVID-19 testing and contact tracing before bringing students back into school buildings.
This decision was made to ensure that the next few weeks will be as safe as possible for the largest mm-hmm. number of people possible. And the hybrid model is not off the table. The planning work that has been done from the spring throughout the summer is not for naught.
Fix Dominguez, Mistretta, and other parent leaders also agree that the district should prioritize students with special needs and multilingual learners for the earliest possible return to school buildings. Edward Spidell is a parent of two Buffalo students with special needs and an active member of the Special Education Parent Advisory Committee, or CPAC. He says the decision to start remotely is very difficult for him to accept.
I'm heartbroken. I'm angry. I'm disgusted. I'm in disbelief because we sat in these committees with the anticipation that we may open.
Spidell also says he fears retribution for speaking out against the district's decision, as he's currently up for an appointment to the CPAC board, which has to be approved by school board members. The board declined to vote on Spidell's appointment Wednesday, but he says he won't stop trying to hold the district accountable.
I never once say, only my kid. You know, in a small window, I've had to say, I need my children in school, but I'm advocating for what's right for all these children, for all of them, no matter who they are, where they come from. I want it, the right thing for every kid.
Childcare is another major issue being raised by many parent leaders and school board members. Jessica Bauer-Walker is president of the Buffalo Parent Community Health Worker Association, which has also criticized the district's reopening process for a lack of transparency and public input.
I'm on the Erie County Child Care Task Force right now. I'm on the After School Network. I just got off a call with them. We're doing this Freedom Schools initiative that's very grassroots and community-based. We're not waiting for the district to figure this out for us. We're trying as best as we can to be empowered.
Bauer-Walker also says she worries that the district's most vulnerable families haven't had a voice in the district's surveys and public meetings about reopening because they're in survival mode. The fifth district parent group, Most Valuable Parents, or MVP, could not immediately be reached for comment. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.